It's funny, because I was raised in a time when the only time you read was at night. In bed, you know, want to sit down in the afternoon and read fiction? Yeah. When you should be doing, you know. My mother thought that I should go into theater and be a set designer. Because I could do various things. So I went off to college and majored in... I learned nothing in college because, you see, I decided in the fourth grade that I wanted to do children's book pictures. I never changed my mind. And so it was, we had very little money, and it was pathetic to have to spend all that money on this fancy school, and I didn't learn anything. Now, does it matter, or do we all need those letters after our names? I don't know. And maybe if I'd had a Kirkland to go to, it would have been a very different thing. And I might really have... I think if you get involved in learning the way you guys have been involved in it here, it's a very different thing from the average place. It's funny because I really never thought about writing. I have an older sister and she was going to be a writer. She's a terrific writer. And then when Sam and I got engaged, he was at that moment, he had just come back from the Korean War and he was at Yale and he decided that he wanted to be a writer. So I took a course in creative writing at college so that I would understand what my husband was doing. That's what we did in those days, maybe. But what happened to Sam is the same thing that happened to my sister and to our daughter, Lucy, who has published four novels of her own. All three of those people are very good writers, but if you don't like the life, you are going to hate to write. It doesn't matter how good you are. If you don't like to work alone, you know, you're not going to like it. So Sam wrote this. This is the very first book, and I don't know who put this here, but this is the very first book. And I went to Sam. He was studying for his orals. And I said, I have a great title. This is after our kids were all in school, and I figured if I was ever going to do this, I better get started. And I said, I have a great title for a book. Go write me a story. And the title was The 49th Magician. So he went away and came back in 2 hours with a very good story. And we sold it. I made the pictures. I had no idea what I was doing, but it turned out okay. And we sold it to a young editor at Pantheon. And I'm still with that same editor. He's been at other houses for 43 years.
Wow.
But Sam didn't want to do writing anymore. Not that kind. He wanted to come to Kirkland and be president.
One other question. So when you do,
we were in New Haven before we came here, and a friend of mine in college was daughter of the Yale president, Sarah Griswold, Sally Griswold, and I got to know her mother a little bit. He was dead by that time, but when Mrs. Griswold learned that we were coming here, she asked me to come over for tea. And I liked her very much, and she said, I have one piece of advice for you. Don't neglect your family. And I took that very much to heart. I was very glad that we had a house off a little bit. The kids were 6, 8, and 10 when we came. I thought it was a wonderful thing for Sam. He was totally engrossed in it. There was no other way to do it right than to be totally engrossed. It wasn't easy, that part. I won't deny that. But I loved it, and I'm still angry. And I know that doesn't make sense. No, I'll tell you exactly how I felt about teaching. I felt that I was completely inadequate, and I never did it again. Teaching is not something everybody can do. I went to a liberal arts college, and I majored in studio art, and the professors were all professional painters, and they were terrible teachers. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you can teach it. Teaching is the single most important thing anybody can do with their lives, and it's not something anybody can do. And I felt that I couldn't do it, so I don't. My stories are all about things I've been wondering about since I was a preschooler. There are a lot of questions that never get answered. And most of my books are about those questions.